Right. Right, Geeta, let's talk about how all this started, how this Take Pass stuff started. So let's think about this. You go first.
Okay. From my point of view, I'd moved to Wolverhampton from Sheffield. And in Sheffield, I'd been involved with the different parts of community development. So that was like the Federation of Community Work Training Groups, so all the training that we did around community development. And then also in the policy part, where it was the Standing Conference for Community Development. And I think when you and I met and you were doing the work around Women Take Part, probably our eyes lit up at the sight of each other.
Yeah, they did indeed. Yeah.
So we thought, how can we work together?
Yeah.
So my move from Sheffield to Wolverhampton coincided with the diagnosis of diabetes for me. And apart from dealing with the shock for myself, I thought to myself, actually, I realised that lots of people in my community were ignorant about the condition and what to do about it. And so I think we connected at the level of thinking, right, what can we do about women's health? But then as we did more of that work, we realised it wasn't just about individual health. It was also about how groups of people, and in this context, Asian women, could be brought together to understand how they could actually influence some of the decision-making that took place around that particular illness at that time.
Yeah, that's very true. So that was all sort of 1995-ish, 96 through to about 98, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then we took a leap of faith, I seem to remember, in that we decided that we were going to expand that and think about how women generally could influence the decisions which affect their lives and their health, given it was a health project.
Yes. We realised it wasn't just about a particular illness. It was actually true for a whole range of women facing a whole range of different kinds of health issues throughout their life, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then we piloted 5 half-days, I seem to remember, with a group of women who volunteered to be guinea pigs.
Yes.
And it was good. And I think that's when we did that that piece of research where we asked women to go out and investigate local decision-making structures and to research how they could become members or how decisions were made. And it was a real eye-opener for those women because the only way they could ever find out, those who could find out, were through people who they knew.
Yes.
It wasn't public knowledge.
No.
So immediately there was a lack of access to decision-making structures, boards, forums, etc.
Yes, I remember that. I remember a particular participant coming back saying, when she approached, I think it was education, and said, how does the committee that looks at issues meet, or who is on it? She was just really fobbed off, and she felt that the only way that she could then get the information was to emphasise the fact that she was part of a health project and therefore have an end in that kind of way. And it was that kind of realisation that actually lots of things happen on behalf of people which were publicly funded, if you like, and were public arenas, but those people seemed to operate, or there was a perception that people were operating, in a rarefied atmosphere.
That's right, there was no accountability.
Yeah.
I think we might have to stop it there and catch up with this on the next instalment.
Fine.
Okay, so catching up from where we left off just a minute ago, you wanted to say something about how this work with the diabetes group and this work that we did around women and participation, what you did as a consequence.
Yes, I ended up on behalf of the group, and because of the work we've been doing with the group and the way we've been doing the work, representing the Asian Women Diabetes Group on a national expert reference group around developing the standards for diabetes for the country.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And that was a first, I think.
Yes.
For you and for that sort of national expert reference group. Okay. I think we're going to stop it there.
Okay.